Vice President of the United States, Joe Biden, is spruiking relations with Australia on his three-day tour of the country. Today he met with both Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and Opposition Leader Bill Shorten for trade talks, in particular the controversial Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. His visit comes amongst growing opposition to the TPP in the US, with both Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton and Republican nominee Donald Trump expressing concerns about the impact of the agreement. Shane Anderson has more.
The TPP is a controversial agreement between 12 Pacific nations that could bring sweeping changes to our major industries and strengthen geopolitical ties with America. In a press conference with Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull today, Vice President of the United States, Joe Biden, stressed the economic partnership between Australia and the US has never been more important.
We talked about the need for our two nations to continue to set the economic rules of the road with high standard trade agreements to protect the rights of workers, preserve the environment, and uphold intellectual property rights. That's the basis upon which the 21st century rules of the world must be based.
Australia is fast becoming a key international proponent of the TPP. While Biden is here in Australia, our Trade Minister Steve Chobo is in talks with congressmen in Washington, D.C. to allay fears about the impact of the agreement. Dr. Matthew Rimmer, Professor of Intellectual Property at Queensland Technology University, has been monitoring the TPP negotiations. He says Chobo isn't the only Australian politician spruiking the TPP in America.
Well, Australia at the moment is busy trying to get involved in US politics over the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So Australia's ambassador to the United States, Joe Hockey, a former treasurer, is off at the moment at the Republican convention, busy trying to change the Trump team's position on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It seems to me a rather long shot, given his very kind of public opposition to the trade deal.
With both Clinton and Trump voicing opposition to the TPP in their election campaigns, the TPP is a hard sell. Matthew Rimmer says Americans are disillusioned with the contradictions in the TPP, which show Obama's words don't match up to his actions.
Obama in the United States has made public health a signature public policy move, but the regime in the Trans-Pacific Partnership promotes a private model of health. The Vice President Joe Biden has been tasked with tackling a war on cancer, but many cancer patients have been concerned that the IP chapter of the Trans-Pacific Partnership will disadvantage cancer patients. Obama and Biden have promoted international climate action with the Paris Agreement. However, many climate activists are very concerned that the Trans-Pacific Partnership will boost the corporate rights of fossil fuel companies and restrict and retard climate action. So the Trans-Pacific Partnership kind of raises a number of interesting paradoxes and contradictions in terms of the Obama administration and its position on some very key issues.
Queensland Technology University's Matthew Rimmer. Australian Fair Trade Investment Network's Dr. Pat Ranald says that while the TPP hasn't been such a strong political issue in Australia, it should be.
Well, it did actually come up in the election. It wasn't the major issue, not like Medicare or tax policy, but candidates like Nick Xenophon raised it quite a lot, and there was also debate about it around the whole reporting of the Brexit, Britain's exit from the EU, where there was a lot of editorialising and so on about the fact that there is increasing scepticism about the benefits of trade agreements and increasing community opposition, particularly to trade agreements which are done in secret, as the TPP was. We now have the text, but that was after our government signed it.
The Australian government are eager to please one of our largest trading partners, worth $760 billion to our economy. However, Dr. Pat Ranald and the AFTA network are concerned that economic, environmental and health costs are too high.
What Australia should be doing is not rushing to pass the implementing legislation. There's a parliamentary inquiry at the moment, which will resume after the election and is dominated by the government. We're calling for there to be a Senate inquiry. And in fact, the election result, which elected a huge number of, or a larger number of independents and minor parties like the Nick Xenophon team, which are opposed to the TPP, mean that there is a chance that the TPP won't pass.
The AFTA network may have little to worry about. Dr. Matthew Rimmer says Biden's diplomatic efforts will have little impact on the conversation around the TPP in America.
The United States is rather fixated at the moment on the conventions for the Republicans and the Democrats, but the extent to which he'll be successful is quite moot. You know, President Barack Obama has a very limited amount of time to finalise the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and there's a great deal of doubt as to whether or not he's going to be able to achieve that.
Dr. Matthew Rimmer from Queensland Technology University, ending that report by Shane Anderson.